People don't realize that your thinking patterns are conditioned by your culture. We live within a culture just like a fish lives in the ocean. We can't see it from a distance, but it tells us how we think, how we look at the world. So for example, in the 18th century, the main metaphor for life was the theater. Life is like a drama, it's a theater. All the world's a stage, etc. Now, the prevailing metaphor is the computer and algorithms and software. And that totally changes how you think about the world. It's a very rigid convention. And so my book is to break you out of that circle in a radical way, because I hate those kind of limiting factors. And I'm very distressed by how rigid and constrained people's thinking are these days. The kind of idea of a free spirit, of being open to all sorts of new ideas and experiences, I think is gradually getting lost. So it's a book that's taking you beyond that circle. There are 12 chapters, and it's to me like a clock. I mean, that's just how I envision it. Each chapter involves something outside that circle until the ultimate one, the 12th chapter, is about death. And I'm taking you outside those limits that I mentioned.